why water baptism by Thati. I'm Professor Hannes Retlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. If you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us at WhatsApp 0722-367-124. That's on +27, that's the international code. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. Even if you require some of the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bibles, the Rotterdam versions, I have a couple of copies in stock. You can just contact us. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, why water baptism, I urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning, otherwise you would have missed quite a bit of information, hallelujah. Very important that you would subscribe to the channel. You're most welcome, but you must subscribe to the channel in order to receive all notifications of the other studies, especially in English, that we are busy with. And to subscribe is free, doesn't cost you anything. Please share this link with your friends and family. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready. I trust that the study today will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yafashua. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. The theme of our study is why water baptism, and we are still looking into the spiritual funeral. And the heading for today is, I came in the name of my Father. Now, we have dealt with a couple of Old Testament scriptures which was actually relevant in the time of Israel, in the time of the prophets, especially Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and all the others, Daniel. But we're going to look at some scriptures now in the New Testament. And this is just here where you need to tighten your seatbelt in order not to fall out of your chair. The heading is, I came in the name of my Father. John 5 verse 43. Hallelujah. John 5:43. I came in my Father's name. Who is the I? The I is the Son. By what name do you know the Son? Well, I presume most probably Jesus. Yes. As in the 1611 King James Bible and all the other English Bibles. I've come in my Father's name. Now, if this scripture, this first line of this scripture is right, it would mean that his Father's name must be Jesus. I can't hear. I've come in my Father's name. Then his Father's name must be Jesus. Why? Because he says, I've come in my... With other words, John 14 says, I've inherited the name of my Father. I've inherited the name of my Father. I now come in the name of my Father. In John 5, verse 43. What is his Father's name then? God is his Father's name. Lord? Is his Father's name Jehovah? Is his Father's name Yahweh? I would rather ask you, what is his ancient Hebrew name? What is his Father's ancient Hebrew name? Because all of these names that I've just given you, God, Lord, Jehovah, and Yahweh, are all modern Greek names. It's all modern Greek names. That's why you have 258 modern Greek, modern Hebrew alphabets. and 19 Paleo modern alphabets. So, when Yahushua lived, an apostle John says, I've come, that he said, I am, this Yahushua, came in my Father's name. It could have been God or Lord, because those two names never exist. And even Jehovah never exists, because there was no J in the Hebrew or in the Greek. And Yahweh could never exist because there was no J. Oh, but they spelled Yahweh with a Y, but there was no W as well. The word Yahweh was only created in the 16th century. What is his ancient Hebrew name? Let me say it the other way around. What is his father's ancient Hebrew name? Because you must remember that Yahushua was a Hebrew man. He came from the bloodline of David, of Judah, the tribe of Judah, who were Israelites, who were Hebrews. They were not Greeks. Yahushua never functioned in the Old Testament. And even, let me say it the other way around. He never functioned in the Old Testament and the New Testament ever in Hebrew, in Greek names. But Prof, how can you say he functioned in the Old Testament? Well, he was born under the Old Testament. For 30 years of his life, he walked the road. He walked the way of the Old Testament. He served the 613 laws of the Old Testament. He was the only one in a human form which could conclude 613 laws of the Old Testament. Because the Bible says he had no sin. He knew not sin. He became sin by dying on a wooden cross, a Roman cross. He became sin for us. Isaiah 53 says, he bore our sorrows and our griefs and our transgressions. He took it all upon him. He was silent like a lamb before his slaughters. He didn't even utter one word. Through his wounds we are healed. And that's why today we can participate in the revelation name. The name above all other names. His name could have, he says, I've come in my Father's name. And these names like God and Lord and Jehovah and Yahweh, they never existed in the time of Yahushua. So he could never use those names. It's impossible. Today the churches, the Protestant church will tell you, but it's written in the 1611 King James Bible. Did you know that the Roman Catholic Church wrote the 1611 King James Bible? They had totally influenced the writings in the 1611 King James Bible. Where do you think they got their manuscripts from? Desiderius Erasmus in 1522, when he wrote the Tertius Receptus text. Where do you think he got the text from? Do you know what was his name? Desiderius Erasmus? Because a lot of names are running through my head. You know who he was? He was a Roman Catholic, a full-blooded Roman Catholic. Where did you got the ancient script from? The 2nd century Lucian Byzantine text. Where did you got hold of that? It was in the Vatican. Where is it today? It's in the Vatican. How did you get into the Vatican library? How did he get in? Well, he was a full-blooded Roman Catholic. And that's what we must not forget. Did you know that the title Tectus Receptus, which was given to the Desiderius Erasmus 1522 text, was never called the Tectus Receptus? It was only named Tectus Receptus 100 years after he died. Then they only named the 1522 text. Greek text, the ancient text, according to the Lucian Byzantine text, they called it the Tetis Receptus only that time. Up till that stage, it wasn't just known as a 1522 text. There was a text in 1516, 1518, 1520, 1522, and 1524. Every second year, he wrote a text. Where did he got all the information from to do that? But the 1522 text became the foundation text in the Greek in order for the 1611 King James Bible to be written. Who was Desiderius Erasmus? He was a Roman Catholic. So don't be fooled when we use the word Tetis Receptus. It's a cover-up by the Roman Catholics for centuries, for more than 600 years. See, this is my speciality. And that's why I have all the facts. That's why all my books which I've written has a full bibliographic in the back. You must get the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. It is A4 book, nearly 800 pages of information, the best in the world. Not because I've written it. Don't be fooled because it comes from somebody who lives in South Africa and not in America or in Europe. Don't be fooled by that. The Bible says, I use whoever I will. Sometimes the most least people that we will think that he will use, he uses. I'm come in my Father's name. What is his Father's name? What would you say is his Father's name? I've come in my Father's name. I've inherited the name of my Father. John chapter 14. Yes. Then there should be something different to God, Lord Jehovah, or Yahweh. He says, the scripture reads, John 5:43, I've come in my Father's name, and you received me not. Now can you see, look at this in the scripture, in the 1611. John 5:43, I've come in my Father's name. That name should be a capital N. Change it in your Bible, man. And you receive me not. That me should be a capital M. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. Yes, it is just like that. That's unfortunately the trend of the world. That's the way that the world, especially the church world, operates today. They all want to unite under one umbrella of a one religious, one world religious system. But I'm so glad that in this modern age, this 21st century, Yafa through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has come and revealed the ancient Hebrew names unto the bride of Yahshua. Did you know we are still busy with to be immersed in the proper name, in the right way, to become what? To become part of the bride of Yahshua. Hallelujah. You need to have the wedding garment on. Galatians 3:26-29. Those who were immersed in the name of Yahshua has put a garment on, has clothed himself with what? With the wedding garment. There are no Greek, no Gentile, no slave, no free man, no man, no woman. But we are all one in Yahshua. And according to the promises of Abraham, we have become heirs. Hallelujah. I've come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another came in his own name, him you will receive. I'm preaching this gospel, this revelation gospel, for the last 12 years. I'm so glad these people that accept, or whose eyes were enlightened by this truth of the original sacred name gospel, this revelation word. But I want to say there's much, much more people that doesn't even want to listen. Why? Well, like myself, the way I were, we were blinded by the church dogma and theology. In the way it was represented to us since our childhoods. Where does everything started? With the children Bible. Where the children had Bibles in the Sunday school with pictures of Jesus and of this and of that. And our minds were corrupted with certain images that would never, if it's not through the Ruach HaKodesh, will never depart from us. It's only the Ruach HaKodesh that can set you free from the bondage of Christianity. Prof, what do you say? From the bondage of Christianity. Because Christianity is what? Who was the first people that called themselves Christians? The Roman Catholic Church. Yahushua and his disciples were never called Christians. Emperor Constantine, who became the Pope, created the word Christians. And today throughout the world, when they talk about the Christian world and the Christians, you must go back and look at it. It's always the Catholic Church and the Pope. We are set free. We've been redeemed by the blood of Yahushua. And this is what they tried. This is what they've done for more than 1,500 years. Was to enforce in the Dark Ages, enforce the Babylonian religion on people. And that's why for 1,500 years, more than 150 million bride of Yahushua and Hebrew people were killed in the name of Christianity. Christianity? One Christian killing another Christian? That's what I'm saying. We are not Christians. We are Yahfist. Through the revelation blood and the redemption in the blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Yeah, so time has caught up with us. There's a whole weekend in front of us. Use the opportunity to sow the seed of life. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. You've got nothing to be ashamed. Actually, you must triumph in the glorified name of Yahushua. I always say we must be the Word. The most important, we must live the Word. Then we can be an example and we can be a testimony unto a lost world. Sow the seed of life. Every day. Use this weekend as an opportunity to seek a situation where you can ask anybody or somebody, what is your God's name? Share with him the scriptures. Share with him the study. Till next time, Monday, if Yahfater is to come, it is his will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.